Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Rabbi ij'alni muniban ilayk. O Allah, make me of those who are sincerely repentant to you. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most exalted, the one who accepts the repentance of those who truly turn to him, the best of those who respond to the one who calls, and the one who guides to his path those who truly call upon him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration, and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings, and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day wherein which you will be returned back to Allah. Then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. O you who believe! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to sincerely turn to Him in all of our affairs, and to seek His rida, His pleasure, in every single one of our endeavors. This is what, in general, the word tawbah is indicative of, for the word implies to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the word inaba is a more sincere form of such turning back to Allah. It is to turn to Allah with one's whole in a manner that there is no turning away to anything other besides. And this is why, because of the great esteem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ascribed to the rank of one who enters into a state of inaba, this wholesome turning to Allah with their totality, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the state of one who enters into inaba called a munib as being the attribute of the prophets themselves. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when describing Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, by saying, Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahum munib, that indeed Ibrahim alayhi salam was forbearing, grieving, and of those who were munib, constantly turning back to Allah in a state of inaba, this sincere repentance. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the same wording for Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam by saying, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. This is a statement when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this verse. He's using it for when Sayyidina Dawood had realized he was being tested, and he said, he asked for forgiveness of his Lord. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ, and fell down bowing in prostration and in the state of inaba, the state of pure repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the same wording of inaba and the state that it ensues for the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, when the Prophet Shu'aib is reported to have said, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And there is no success that I have except through Allah. Upon Him I have relied, and to Him I turn in a state of inaba, sincere repentance. So we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only was giving us these examples through his blessed, the revelation that came upon him in the Quran, but the Quran itself describes this as being his attribute. For the Quran tells him to say, a qul, say, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. That this is Allah, my Lord. Upon Him I have relied, and unto Him I turn back in a state of inaba, unib, sincere repentance. And likewise we find that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's famous du'as that he used to make was, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي لَكَ شَاكِرًا لَكَ ذَكَّارًا لَكَ مِطْوَاعًا إِلَيْكَ مُخْبِتًا لَكَ أَوَّاهًا مُنِيبًا. He said, O my Lord, make me ever grateful to You, ever remembering of You, ever fearful of You, ever obedient to You, ever humble to You, and awahan muniba, off turning and in this sincere repentance to You. And so because this attribute of sincere repentance is an attribute of the Prophet, let us not forget that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described all the Prophets as embodying inaba, the sincere turning, is so that we can follow them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Himself tells us in the Quran, He says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. He says, and follow the way of someone who has entered into inaba to Me, sincere repentance to Me. So this is something that we're meant to emulate. We're meant to seek inaba. We're meant to seek the state of sincere repentance in our lives. And so how do we attain this rank of turning to Allah with such a totality that we find our hearts never turning again to anything other than Allah? And so that we have a God-centered or an Allah-centered life, that we say we've become for Allah, we've put our tawajjuh, our sidqut tawajjuh, our whole facing in whatever we do, we've made the goal, what is in it for Allah? What does Allah want from me? And that is the premise by which we lead our lives. How do we attain such a rank? Well, given that this rank, inaba, is itself an amplified form of tawbah, right? When tawbah, then we should keep making tawbah. And we keep making tawbah until the tawbah, we make tahqiq of tawbah, we make the tawbah so real and so true that it results in the state of inaba. And so this was why we find that this was the regular attribute of the Prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they would often keep making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we mentioned in a previous khutbah how he would make istighfar 70 marra, or some say more than that, 70 times. And this istighfar was turning to Allah in the sarra'i wa dharra'i, turning to Allah in the easy and in the difficult, in the secret and in the apparent. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith qudsi to the nearest effect, he says, يقول الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a sacred hadith, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, Allah says, أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. He said, I am in the opinion of my slave as so ever he thinks of me or remembers me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ حَيْثُ يَذْكُرُنِي. And I'm with him whensoever he remembers me. وَاللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's his joyousness in with the tawbah of one of these slaves from them is that someone who, for example, min ahadikum yajidu dalatuhu, he finds his camel, right, having lost it in a waterless desert, right? And so what's the state of someone like that? We know that this person is so delighted when his camel, which has all his provisions, is lost, and then all of a sudden he thinks he's going to die, and then he finds it, his farah, His happiness is so much. And this is example was given, or this metaphor was given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give an example of the degree of joyousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa lillahi mathalul a'la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be actualized in terms of an absolute comparison, but this is an approximation so that we can get a feeling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rejoicing when the person makes tawbah, and this is something beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu, this hadith goes on, وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا, that whomsoever draws nearer to me by the span of his hand, تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا, I draw nearer to him by the length of a cubit, وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا, and whomsoever draws nearer to me by a cubit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا, I draw nearer to him by the length of a fathom, وَإِذَا أَقْبَلَ إِلَيَّ يَمْشِي, and whomsoever draws nearer to me in a state of walking, أَقْبَلْتُ إِلَيْهِ أُحَرْوِلُ, I come to him in a state of, they say harwalatan, which is basically the state of rushing. And these are metaphors to indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimately, as we said right at the beginning, he is in the dhan of the abd with him. So if the slave is showing one thing to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses that with more. Hal jaza'ul ahsan illa al-ahsan, is not the recompense for that which is good, good in its turn, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous that His love precedes our love. And so when we move to Him with tawbah and sincere tawbah, then we'll find Him moving towards us. And the tawfiq that is moving towards us or enabling us to do more tawbah is that if we engage in a life of consistently turning back to Allah, then this brings about eventually a time when the turning back reaches a critical mass and it becomes a state of inaba, that our hearts become so solely and completely and utterly dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this, brothers and sisters, this tawbah, this turning to Allah cannot be for appearance's sake. It has to be true. And true sidq in tawbah is that the sidq of the tawbah is the same, be it in secret or in open, be it in times of difficulties or even when things apparently are going well. How many a person only calls upon Allah when things are going difficult? And this is not sidq in this tawbah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ, He said, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ, He said, and when adversity touches man, he calls upon Allah in a state of inaba, مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ, right? Because the adversity makes him think like that, right? That he is going to turn back to Allah. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِنْهُ, and then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes that state of a test to one of a favor, نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُوهُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ, the person then forgets whatever he was calling, or that state of inaba that he was calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before. And so why does that happen? Why? Because his inaba itself wasn't premised on sidq. It wasn't turning back to Allah for Allah. It was turning back to Allah for himself. And so when he thought things are going well now, hey, I'm doing well, that inaba didn't stay with him. But inaba in its reality is when the person is turning back to Allah in ease and in difficulty. And this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because why would the person turn back to Allah? Because there's nothing else that can give you that intimacy that you really seek. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنُ الْقُلُوبِ, that itminan, that contentment that you're really seeking, is only going to come when your heart finds its rest with Allah. And so even in the supposed good, if that good becomes a veil and turns you away from Allah, then that good is actually bad for you, right? All good is only good in terms of its weighing up as how much of is it turning you to Allah. And so in the reverse, many a time tribulations are better for us because they make us turn to Allah. And so the criterion of the heart that's sound is how much of Allah is in that heart. How much has it made its tawajjuh, its seeking, its facing Allah, the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is what many of the awliya would say. He said, "Man yuridillah," who is the one who really wants Allah? The definition of a salik, the one who's traveling to Allah, murid, is that his irada, his desire is Allah. He wants Allah. And so the point that he becomes a murid, the point that he truly desires Allah, is when he has sidqut tawbah. He turns from everything other and faces that which his ultimate desire is, which is Allah. And so it behooves us to take some time to really look into our hearts. What is it that you really want? What are we really engaging? What are we really engaging with this deen about? And when we engage with this deen in a real way, with ibadah, this is one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to often say, when people do, there's a famous hadith, Sayyidina Abdullah Masood narrates that one of the sahabi, there was something wrong that happened, and then the revelation came down, أقيم الصلاة طرف النهار وزلفا من الليل. It said, and establish the salah at the two ends of the day, right? The beginning of the day, right? The two ends of the day. وزلفا من الليل. And a portion from the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Indeed, good deeds do away with bad deeds, right? And indeed, this is a reminder for those who remember. And so why? So it's hasanat, whenever you do salah, whenever you do sadaqah, whenever you do khair, then this will increase your ability to enter into the state of inaba, enter a state of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever things were tough, you'd find him praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would often pray in the middle of the night. And he would say dua like this in his qiyam. He would say, Allahumma laka aslamtu, wa alayka tawakkaltu, wa bika amantu, wa ilayka anabtu. He said, oh Allah, to you I've submitted, and to you do I really turn in my trust, وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ, and to you I have placed my faith, my real faith, which itself is the depth of trust, وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ, and to you I have given my wholesome in sincere repentance. So this is very important, brothers and sisters, to engage in ibadah and dua, that ask Allah for inabah, ask Allah for truth, ask Allah for sincerity. And another way that we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is one of the ways to bring about inabah is tafakkur, is deep contemplation. Contemplation of the khalq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on His majesty, on the fact that all of creation yadullu ala azamatihi, as all of creation is indicative of His wahdaniyah, His oneness. And if we can really follow everything to its source, we will find His oneness is being manifest in the ayat, in the afaq, in the horizons, and in our own selves. His oneness is constantly being manifest. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي يريكم آياته وينزل لكم من السماء رزقا وما يتذكر إلا من ينيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who shows you His signs and sends down to you from the sky rizqa, provision, but none will truly get this except the one who is in a state of yunib, it says here, which is what a person of state of inaba. So once again, the true way of falling into this repentance is then to then follow those signs and to see how does it work, how does the things that I've been given, and what have you not been given? Every single experience you've been given, because you are partaking of the experience of ijad wal imdad, partaking of the experience of being given being itself. And so everything in you is a given. Have your sight, your smell, your sense of I exist, this is a given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then your task to have nazar about this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. He said, have they not looked at the heavens above them? So have we not looked at the heavens above us? Have we not just raised our gaze and to look at the sky? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has structured it and adorned it. You don't see any rifts. And have we not looked at, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. Have they not looked at the heavens? And Allah then says, have they not looked at the earth? How it's been spread out, and cast in it are firmly set mountains, growing therein every beautiful kind of vegetation and so on. And this should what give basira, tabsirat, an insight, and be a reminder to every person who once again is munib, every person in the state of inaba. So this is very important, brothers and sisters, that we make tafakkur, that we take just some time out. Tafakkur doesn't need to be very long, but if if we take time out and we hone that capacity of reflection, hone that capacity of contemplation, then contemplation and reflection itself becomes instantaneous. It becomes something we don't need to take a lot of time out, because our very nature becomes contemplative. We become contemplatives in how we engage with the world, and we come to see and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawheed and creation. And this itself, brothers and sisters, is the way of inab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ, He guides whom He wills to this way of anaba, way of true inaba, turning back to Him. And He also says, وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبِ, and none truly gets this remembrance, right? The remembrance of the Quran and the remembrance of the cone of the universe, all of which are pointing to remembrance of his tawheed, except one who enters in this state of inaba. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability to enter into the state of turning back to Allah, to the capacity that our hearts become solely his. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, this is not something difficult for him. And we ask Allah the Almighty to bestow upon us from his vast bounty and generous kindness to make us real human beings, those devoted to him. We also ask Allah the Almighty to make us from those who are able to be of service to the way of his Prophet, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.